And now I'm joined on the line by Gráinne Loughran, who is Communications Officer with Alone. Good morning to you, Gráinne.
Good morning, Debbie. Thanks for having us on.
You're very welcome. Now, I know Alone has been on a few times with Near FM with different presenters, and we're keeping in touch with you throughout this COVID-19. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to talk to us today about. I know it's something to do with the long-term cocooning for the older people.
Yes, so as we all know now, cocooning measures have been in place for more than a month for older people and people with underlying medical conditions. Over the last 2 months, we've been running the National Helpline for Older People around COVID-19. We've been getting calls across a whole range of issues: loneliness, mental health, physical health, finance, housing, the lot. But really, we're starting to see down the phone line is the long-term impact that cocooning is having and will continue to have on the mental and the physical health of older people. And really we're trying to bring attention to this so that we can get some long-term supports in place.
And Gráinne, I know you're there for the older people, and it's an absolute godsend to them, the helpline. Have you seen a big increase in the calls since the COVID-19 came in?
We have. So since we launched in March, we've now received more than 19,000 calls, and that's from older people, from relatives and family members as well, who might be calling for a bit of advice on their behalf. We've also made more than 63,000 calls to older people who might be feeling lonely at the moment. But the increase in calls, I mean, we've seen huge increases. For example, the day cocooning was introduced after Unteachably Over Our Care announced it on Friday night. The Saturday, we received more than 1,000 calls in one day. So there's been, I suppose, down the helpline and in our work with older people, we've seen an awful lot of concern, an awful lot of worry, an awful lot of questions as well about guidelines and what people are being advised to do and what they're not. But it's been huge all over the country.
And Gráinne, like, it's going on 2 months now, and it's great, you know, when I mentioned my mum's in her 80s, and she hasn't seen outside the door now since I think it was the end of February, because she hadn't been well. So she hasn't been outside the door, actually. So there is some negative as well, impact on your physical and your mental health as well. Like, she's not great on her feet, but even to keep, she would be going to a little club every week, and even to do those few steps and that. So there is obviously negative impact on their physical and mental health as well.
Yes, and I suppose for people of all ages, there's probably a lot of us now who are moving less because we're not getting out and about as much as we were. But for older people in particular, this is especially difficult. People who've been cocooning who literally haven't been as far as the shop. And as the restrictions have now eased slightly for people going out and about, that people who have been cocooning can now are now advised that they can go out for a walk every day, or a little bit of exercise. Over the last week or so, we've seen an increase in the number of calls coming in from people who've had falls, or people who are afraid that they'll have falls because they just haven't been, they're not used to moving in the way that they're starting to get back to now, especially for people who might have had conditions like frailty before now. If we haven't been moving the same way, that's really coming to the fore now. And I suppose for all of us, and for people cocooning in particular, that deconditioning, that loss of muscle mass, all of that results in that increased fall risk for older people. But the long term impacts, as well as across falls and physical health, it's really across mental health as well, and that's something that we're seeing more and more of at the minute too.
Yeah, and I suppose the fear of going out is another thing now, because they've been cocooned for so long and indoors. Some people have a fear now of going out and, as you said, falling. But even the fear of picking this virus up still, like, I know my own mother's saying, oh, no, I won't be going out now for months. I think they have this fear in them now. As soon as they go out, they're going to pick up the virus.
That's it. And one particular cause for concern for ourselves at the minute is that we've had calls from people who might be ill, say non-COVID related, they might have had a fall or an accident, and they're asking whether they should be calling their GP at all, or calling the emergency services, or going to A&E, because they're not sure whether it's safe due to COVID-19. And we expect this will be that a lot of these untreated medical conditions are going to result again in those long-term impacts. One thing we're really encouraging people to do is, if they are feeling unwell, is to lift the phone to the GP. A lot of GPs are doing appointments over the phone. They'll advise you whether you need to come in or not. But mainly, I suppose what we're saying is that people shouldn't be afraid to ask for the support that they need, but also that to be reassured that we're all taking these precautions, all of these measures are in place, in health centres and elsewhere, that really, I suppose, give us the best chance of safety possible, and that people shouldn't be as afraid as we've been hearing that some people are, to get out and about.
Yeah, and as you said, keep up with your hospital appointments, because they have, and it has been said, a lot of people are cancelling appointments because of that, afraid to go to the doctor, afraid to go near a hospital, which is, I suppose, you know, I would be, do you know what I mean? It is probably a scary time. Now, what do you say to people as well who, it's great to hear as well last week that the parks for older people and vulnerable people at certain times, but we're seeing a lot of people aren't adhering to this, and they're just using the parks, but keep it for that time for the older and vulnerable people.
Yeah, so we've been, so again, we're delighted to see that there were times specifically for older people and people who are cocooning to use parks. We're also reminding those people that they're not limited to those times, but if you want to be sure that the park will be a bit quieter at that time, that that's the time to go at. We have received calls from people who've been, quite anxious about going to the park, that it might be too busy, that they might meet somebody who might have COVID-19. And I suppose that it's, for older people and people who've been cocooning, it's been so difficult for such a long time that we're encouraging people, where possible, if they're not cocooning, to avoid the parks at those times specifically. Yeah. It's we understand that there's situations for everybody, that means that, it might be more difficult, and that's fine, but really just to limit the park use as much as possible to ensure that that older people feel that it's safe and feel that they can go.
Yeah, exactly. And would you advise to wear a mask and gloves?
Well, I know there's a lot of discussion going on at the minute around the use of PPE, whether it will be I suppose implemented on a broader scale, that we'll all be encouraged to use it. That might be the case in the coming weeks. For older people who have for older people who might have a mask or can use a mask, if they feel more comfortable with it, then we'd advise them by all means to use it if it makes them feel that little bit safer. But for people who don't have access to it or don't have it, we wouldn't see that that shouldn't be a barrier. It shouldn't prevent you from going out and getting out and about. The main thing is really about maintaining the 2 meter distance, and really those other things about social distancing and keeping washing the hand, they're really the most important measures, and they're the ones that we're encouraging people to take.
And I suppose, to be honest as well, really, a lot of people aren't going to feel safe going out until the vaccine comes in, and that can take, like, as we know, over a year or 2 years even.
That's it. It might be quite a bit more time before I suppose there will be a certain amount of a risk getting out and about for people of all ages. But I suppose part of it is that we have to live with that risk, but we have to take those measures to mitigate it as well. And that's your social distancing, and that's why all of these measures are in place.
Exactly. And Gráinne, I mean, Alone do great work all throughout the year. Have you noticed an increase, or have you had to have more volunteers on board through this time?
Yeah, so we've increased our staff numbers. We've had huge response from people across the country looking to volunteer as well. We've upped our numbers in terms of people for telephone, providing telephone support and befriending at the minute, because that's been something that's obviously become more used, I think. Our volunteers who would usually be out visiting people in the community are now keeping in touch by phone and things like that. So we've seen a huge change, I suppose, in our services. We've also seen quite a big increase in the numbers of people offering their support, which we've been really grateful for over the last couple of weeks.
And do you get help from the government, or how do you keep it going? Is it through fundraising, or what way?
So it's a mix. So we're partly government funded for some services. I think last year that was in the region of about 20% government funded. The rest of our funding, we're very reliant on the general public and their generosity. And it's become more important now, especially as fundraising events have been cancelled and postponed and things like that. So we're very grateful for all the support that we have been getting over the last little while.
Brilliant. Okay, before I let you go, then, can you just give out the helpline number for people who are listening in and they feel they need to get some help from you?
Yes, so the helpline number is 0818 222 024, and that number is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
Brilliant. Okay, listen, Gráinne, thanks a million for talking to us today on Near FM. You're so good, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. And a big thank you there to Gráinne Loughran, who is Communication Officer with Alone. And remember, the number, once again, is 0818 222 024. That's 0818 222 024. That's 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you want to talk, just to have a chat, if you need to ask anything, just give them a ring. The number, once again, is 0818 222 024.